Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Well, that looks closer than it was. I don't know how to view that game, Mr. David. Holy guacamole.
Morning, Mully. Yes, good Monday morning. That was a 19-13 rout.
That was a 6-point rout.
A one possession game that was not a one possession game. That was two teams, nationally televised audience, down in Houston, and you saw the difference between the team that's rebuilding and the one that's rebuilt.
I got to tell you, had they scored at the end of the game, right? They weren't going to, but had they scored, then that kicker would have just kicked a 70-yard field goal to win the game.
What is going on with NFL kickers?
What is going on? There were 5 50-yard field goals in that game.
The 50-yard field goal is the new extra point. It's like automatic. Sometimes you need the camera doink, a little help.
Can the Bills now be awarded a Super Bowl for what could have been, would have been, should have
been?
This
is not the Scott Norwood era.
I'm just saying.
This is the Morton Anderson era.
I always thought that Scott Norwood got a bad rap because that was a longer field goal than you thought.
You look around the league, we'll get the numbers, and this is sort of beside the point, but it was applicable to that game last night. When you were within a 50-yard field goal, you were automatic. You were counting 3 points because it seemed so effortless.
Yeah.
So, and that was the way I think the Texans looked against the Bears. It wasn't effortless, but it was easy. It was much easier than the score indicated. Give the Bear defense credit for showing up and making their impact in the second half.
Yeah.
But the Bears have problems offensively. Beginning with the offensive line, extending to Caleb Williams, and going to everything in between, because that's a very broken offense.
What do you think is the bigger problem for the Bears? Is it the obvious problems all over the offensive line, or the fact that they just challenged another call for no reason?
Well, that was...
What was that?
That was letting your players, and that was a coach letting his players kind of get the best of him, and it's succumbing to peer pressure. There was no reason to challenge either play.
That was a ridiculous to have two challenges that bad and have them with no evidence other than someone's will.
Let's start with the Kyler Gordon one. Let's go backward. Let's start with the second challenge.
Okay.
Kyler Gordon was gesturing wildly to the sideline, it appeared.
I caught that.
Yeah, so, but the player is never right.
When do you listen?
The camera never lies.
Since when do you listen
to
the player?
You don't listen to the player.
No.
You ignore the player. It's like a child wanting to stay up past his bedtime or wanting another ice cream cone. You just ignore it. If you're a coach, you're a parent, you say no. And they said yes, and they cost a timeout.
But that would have been really cool if it counted. That's not a reason to challenge.
It would have been really cool. It would have been a highlight reel material, but it hit the ground, Kyler.
It hit the ground twice.
It hit the ground twice. That was that one. The other one wasn't even close either.
No.
And it happened right in front of him. How do you miss that?
Don't know.
I don't know what he's looking at. I don't know what they're looking at.
Well, he was bobbling it when the one leg wasn't down. I don't know what he was thinking, but that's a great way to lose timeouts and challenges, etc.
But they did not necessarily.
It didn't really matter. They got beaten up too
bad. They weren't out of that game because they lost the challenges. They lost that game because they were beaten up at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And the Texan defense, as we talked about all week.
Yes.
They are elite from the edge. Those two pass rushers, Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter.
Danielle Hunter is a monster.
They both made their impact felt and the presence felt in a big way. And the Bears offensive line was overmatched and
Mario
overwhelmed.
Mario Edwards Jr., why'd you let him out of here? Right? I mean, you could use that guy. Hey, can we have him at halftime? I mean,
he's been around a lot of teams.
He's been around, and he's been good. I didn't know he was that good. I think he was playing a pretty bad player.
I think that had a lot to do with it. The Bears' offensive line looks like it is in need of reinforcement. The problem is, it's not like you can go out and find an offensive tackle on the street or an offensive guard on the street. The Bears' offensive line had a bad weekend, beginning with the Ryan Bates injury news.
Oh,
he's out for at least 4 weeks. And then at what point will he be conditioned and ready and able to help?
Yeah. They need him at two different spots on the line, and he's not available to them.
Well, okay.
I don't even know if he can play,
that's
David.
The thing. That's what I was going to slightly correct you there. I don't know if they need him.
Well, they need
They need help at two different spots,
wherever
at least.
Wherever they were planning on playing him, they need help.
I would challenge anybody to look at the tape again if they're able to do so this morning and call in, text in, come on over to the studio, 9th floor of the Prudential Building, and show us evidence of any offensive lineman that had a good night. You can't find it.
No.
You can't find
it. But there were degrees of awful. And honestly, there were. And unfortunately, there were about 3 degrees too awful to be able to win in the NFL.
That was a sloppy game by the offensive line specifically.
Yeah.
Overall, the Bears had their issues. The game operation was shoddy.
You knew it was going to be, though, because it's so loud down there, and there were first away game. I mean, there were built-in problems. Let's put it that way.
But correct me if I'm wrong. And you guys, I thought, and we weren't there, obviously, looking forward to talking to Bigsy at 7:25 Bigs time this morning. It felt like, it sounded like there were a lot of Bears fans there.
Yeah, there were some Bears fans.
It sounded like that wasn't as hostile of an environment as it could have been.
And the building was open.
The roof was open.
You could see the moon.
The ceiling was the roof.
And I'm sure that several times Caleb Williams was laying there thinking, good night, moon.
Houston, we have a problem. My goodness sakes, that was bad.
Yeah,
it was bad. But
wasn't good.
You have to anticipate these things. This isn't a young offensive line.
It's not a good one either. And I mean,
well, that's the point.
You just said you have to anticipate. The time to fix the line is long over. It's behind you by a mile. There is no chance to turn back time and to go back. This is what you're left with. This is where you're at. And I would seriously be thinking about trying people out. I would seriously be thinking about moving Tevin Jenkins. I would seriously be thinking about attempting to get Kieran Omagaji not just ready to play, but maybe ready to play a different position.
Well, I think you have to consider a lot of different options. No, there's no such thing as a bad idea right now because you're that bad. And you were overmatched and you appear desperate now because of what you don't have in terms of depth. And I feel like this week the conversation will start here, but it's going to veer into territory that starts to wonder about Caleb Williams in a lot of ways. And I understand that. And I think that when you look last night and you see him missing throws that he would typically make or you expect him to make based on the hype and based on the preseason. But what you're running into if you're Ryan Poles, you have now – you gave your rookie quarterback all the receiving help he could want.
Yeah.
The problem is that you have neglected the infrastructure, so he's going to be running for his life and unable to take advantage of those toys. Yeah. You can't play with the toys because he's not going to be able to. He can't really do anything on his back.
A friend of mine texted me and said, does he know it's not the Sun Devils that they're actually going to catch him when he takes off? I mean, it was rough.
He's trying, though.
Oh, he's trying.
He led the Bears in rushing. I think that's a very telling statistic. You got a quarterback, again, leading your team in rushing. At some point in time, this Bears regime is going to address the offensive line in a big way.
Yeah, you might want to try working in a different running back here and there as well. No offense to anyone, but it's not working. And you've got a lot of running backs on the roster, and I'm not talking about Velus Jones. So feel free to try to get someone else lathered up if the guy you got can't get.
You really think that Swift is part of the problem?
I don't think it's his fault. I just think that they're not getting anything done. And and it seemed like Khalil Herbert scored a touchdown at one point. And we don't have a book yet because they're not out, but I don't know how many carries he had in the game. If you blinked, you kind of missed
Khalil Herbert?
Yeah.
Two carries, 3 yards.
Well,
yeah,
that's not enough.
DeAndre Swift, 14 carries, 18 yards. Travis Homer, why is he so often on my television
What's
screen?
What's wrong with Roschon Johnson? Is he hurt? He wasn't on the
injury. He took a blow.
He got punched in the face.
He got punched in the face.
But he did look at the guy funny.
No, he didn't.
What was that?
That was inexcusable. That is inexcusable. Yeah. If you can have technology to review everything,
they're not allowed to throw a flag if they see that. The guy got up and punched the guy in the face. And the guy was standing there. He didn't lay a hand on him.
How many officials do you have on site? How many do you have in the booth? Nobody saw that? That guy had to be – you get ejected for –
I also thought Caleb Williams took a couple shots on the sideline, honestly. And it was almost like, well, it's open season. He's a rookie. Get your shot.
Yeah, wait until you accomplish something, Rook, and then we'll maybe give you the benefit of the doubt. Now, I do think that there was one. No one you're talking about, it was a little bit late.
Yes.
The one that incited the melee, I do think it looked worse than it was, only because it wasn't a helmet-to-helmet hit.
I know, but throw a flag.
You could have gotten away with throwing a flag.
Yeah.
But it wasn't necessarily one that was obvious when you looked at the replay.
It was obvious when he stood up and punched a guy.
Well, then you should have thrown a flag.
That's right.
But I'm talking about the hit itself.
I agree.
Hitting
with
Caleb Williams looked worse than it was.
Yeah.
Then I thought the best moment on a night full of awful ones for the Bear offensive line was when they sprung to Caleb Williams' defense.
Yes.
And Darnell Wright was in his face, the defender's face, and then the guy punched Roschon Johnson.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen.
It was the only hit he took on the night.
But boy, he took it well. Yeah. Hearing himself a carry with that.
Guy's got a strong chin.
But how does that guy not ejected?
I don't know.
How is he not ejected?
And what happens after the fact? What do they do about it?
They're going to fine him.
Well, I know. There's also, the Bears are going to get a fine for a drop hip tackle that will, upon reflection, be given a fine.
You mean the one on Mixon?
Yes.
I know that technically that would be eliminate.
They're trying to eliminate.
Tell me how that works.
They will come back after the fact, and they will. It's the swinging of the body.
I know.
So his legs go around. You know what it is.
I know what it is.
How much do you want to make a $5 bet that they will, in retrospect, fine him for that?
I will bet you that they will fine, the defender who punched Roschon Johnson.
Yes.
I'll bet you that they will fine him, and I don't think they fine.
I'll bet you $5.
Is it TJ Edwards? Who tackled Joe Mixon on that?
It was TJ Edwards, and I'm going to bet you $5.
All right, I'll bet you $5 they don't.
Five American dollars. Just because the two boys wouldn't stop talking about it.
They kept talking about it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's got to be one of the drop-hip tackles.
And they kept explaining it, and here's what he did wrong, and they showed it like three times, and I thought, well, that's it.
We talked about this at the time.
Here comes the dollars.
I think they're making it so hard to tackle anybody.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he's so hard to get a guy. Joe Mixon carried 30 times a week ago for 160 yards. He, last night, was limited because of that injury, but... Yeah, I don't know how else you're going to bring a guy like that down. Mm. You do whatever you can. You grab cloth.
No,
scratch and claw.
I'm not arguing about whether or not it should have been a legal hit. I'm just telling you what they're going to do.
It'll be enforced.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because it is one of their points of enforcement.
Once they watch the tape
again.
And then
they missed it. Yes.
Well, the Bears are going
to looking for.
Have a long tape session whenever they go through that thing.
Yeah.
That was a long night.
I hope they
offensively.
Do. I hope to God that you hear some of that stuff this week. I don't think you can keep letting things go, and I don't know how intentionally the watch. Here's what happened last week. They had an atrocious mistake made by Velus Jones, and the coach said after the game that he was proud of him. And then, upon further reflection, as the week went on, you had a coordinator come out and say that it was inexcusable. Mm-hmm. And then the guy got benched, as he should have been. And it, why? Because it was inexcusable. So you finally got to that. They need to talk about what's going on with this offensive line. They really just do. Because it's going to be hard to win many games if they can't protect anything. And,
I don't disagree. Because
that's a coordinator. That's a defensive guy that does not do a lot of blitzing. Right now, there are guys that are future opponents of the Bears that are just sitting in the
lab. You're talking about D'Amico
Ryans.
D'Amico Ryans is not a blitzer.
No, but what did he do?
They blitzed.
Like hell.
Well, the Bears have a real dangerous combination and dangerous for them.
Invitation to blitz.
A rookie quarterback with a bad offensive line that can't protect and gets overwhelmed up the middle, but also can't really protect the edges. That's bad.
Other than that,
things are going quite well. Yeah. But this is where... You're right about the offensive line group needs to be coached up, as they say. But I also think that there are schematic ways that you can protect your offensive line from itself, but that we haven't seen yet. Or we haven't seen executed well. Because you can move the pocket more than the Bears are moving the pocket. They seem hell-bent on proving that Caleb Williams can be a pocket passer. And there were times in the first half where he did quite well doing that. But the longer the game went on, the more the pocket collapsed. You can't do that, Shane Waldron, and settle for that. He's a sitting duck.
Oh, he's a sitting duck.
And you need to mix in some misdirection. Yeah. Whatever happened to the waggle pass, the bootleg, naked or otherwise, I think that has been missing from this offense through two games. And they have stunk as a result. Their two-game output offensively in terms of yardage is historically bad.
Yeah,
I think there's only three teams that have had fewer yards in the first two games. I have to check out the Mark Potash stat, but it's a bad one.
Mm.
So, Mully, I think that you're right. They need to look at it with clear eyes and make and hold people accountable. But I don't know, in terms of personnel, what they're going to do or where they can turn.
Listen, here's the deal. You know, unfortunately, you are going to have to max protect because you can't protect. You can't. You're going to have to run like two receiver routes because you can't send everybody out when there's no chance of the ball getting out. Because the when your front five can't block five, you got a problem.
You got a problem. It's a numbers game. Football is math. And so if you have one guy that is making let's look at left tackle. Braxton Jones had. He didn't have as bad of a night as maybe Darnell Wright.
Listen,
but it wasn't a good one.
He wasn't good, and I'm not either saying
side.
He was good.
Well, we could pick a tackle. It doesn't matter which
who
side.
Was good. This is the problem.
I don't think that you can find an offensive
Braxton
lineman.
Braxton Jones might have been the best, worst offensive lineman. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't think any of them played well.
Yeah, I don't either because
that
I think even saying
can't
that
play,
it, you look at
the guards are awful.
Will Anderson, he. They pressured 26 times. We have to look at the pressures, the numbers, because the numbers and the stats, they make the Texans look like the defense that everyone should fear moving forward. And I think that when you look at the Bears' defense, it played at a high level in the second half, and it kept them in that football game. It's remarkable to me. We'll talk about it. It's remarkable to me that they had the ball with a chance to win at the end of the game. It was one. They were one touchdown away from taking the lead and winning the game.
I mean, Like I said,
but
even if they had scored a touchdown, that guy would have kicked the 70-yard field goal and been over. Did you ever doubt that?
I never thought the Bears were going to win that game.
No.
And not
That's
after
right.
the,
they
we saw
were in a
unfold.
Position. Yeah.
They were in a position because of the Bears' defense. The Bears' defense played at a high level. They made their adjustments at halftime. Whatever they seem to do in the second half is working. The secondary met its match last night athletically. Boy, those receivers are good.
Yeah, they're very good. They're very good.
Nico Collins, goodness sakes.
Nico Collins, it was interesting because we talked to Clint Sterner, who does a morning show in Houston, and Pat asked him, you know, which of the receivers is the best, and he, without hesitation, said it was Nico Collins. Said that his size-speed ratio, he's such a big man. I tell you what, he was spot on.
He's spot on, and you look at Stephon Diggs, still can get open, still can make the big play. Tank Dell is the other element that every passing game needs.
Yeah.
And C.J. Stroud has that special quality. He can buy himself time and still throw accurately.
Oh, my God, his accuracy is incredible.
And let's hope, let's hope that a year from now, you're able to say similar things about Caleb Williams, whose first two games in the NFL have been rough.
Yeah.
They have been rough. And to say that he has fallen short of expectations is a bit of an understatement.
I mean, you're totally right.
And you know nobody's a bigger fan and wants to see him succeed more than I do, more than we do.
But you got to
be honest about it
and sober about everything going on.
The reason is because he's not been protected. Everyone can understand that. I hope everyone can understand that.
Yeah.
But I fear that there will be a jump. There will be a race and jumping to conclusions and saying, "Well, maybe he's not that special." Did you see the way he missed DJ Moore in that last throw?
I thought he improved from one week over the next, but I thought being on the road didn't help him.
Did not help him.
It's just tough on the road. That's a raucous crowd. I know there were Bear fans there, and I heard them, but it was, there were more Houston fans there, and I heard them. And I wonder how much confusion was aided by that. There were a couple of delay of game penalties where you're just like looking at the clock, like you got to snap the ball.
Game operation was really rushed and harried, and it wasn't really what as smooth as you would want it.
And how many penalties were there for the
12? God, 12 penalties
for each team.
Well, 12 for the Bears. That game had no rhythm, no more.
Yeah,
and they had the long delay when the guy on the chain gang fell over the yard marker. That was scary because he landed on his head.
12 for the Texans for 115 yards. It says here there were 9 for 60 yards for the Bears. This just looking at the book. So I don't know if they had more. Felt like they had more. But, I mean, 12 penalties for 115 yards? That's a touchdown. 100 yards is a touchdown.
Yeah, it's not
That's
good.
That's insane. That's crazy. There were just so many penalties, and you're right. The Bears' operation wasn't good, but neither was Houston's. It was just weird, some of the dumbass penalties.
It looked like a game that was played in early September, mid-September.
Did he jump off sides yet? I mean, that guy, what are you doing? That guy's a good player.
He hasn't looked that shaky since draft night.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.